This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1713, How to Develop a Positive Money Mindset by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. For now, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. How to Develop a Positive Money Mindset by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. When it comes to achieving your personal and business goals, money tends to be a great focus on measuring success. The money mindset is essentially your attitude towards cash, so developing a positive mindset about money is crucial for overall success and well-being. To create a positive mindset around money, you want to rid your mind of all limiting beliefs preventing you from taking action. Then start looking at the world through an opportunistic lens to fully achieve abundance in your life. If you want to discover a positive mindset around money, here are a few actionable steps to getting there. What is a positive money mindset? If changing your mindset about money is a priority, first, you will want to understand what even is a money mindset. A money mindset is an overriding attitude that you have about your finances. Your mindset around money drives your financial decisions every day. This can have a huge impact on your ability to achieve your goals. It's vital for success to focus on having a positive money mindset. While money can be a stressful topic for many, if you change your mindset about money, you tend to make better choices about how to overcome challenges. The four steps to develop a positive money mindset. Money and mindset go hand in hand. So understanding it and focusing on ways to view it positively is crucial for lifelong success. But here's the secret. When you fix your relationship with money, you will transform so many other areas of your life. Here are four steps that will help you develop a positive money mindset. Forgive your financial mistakes. If you've never missed a credit card payment or bill, you might as well be a financial guru. However, for the vast majority of us, it's important to forgive your financial mistakes. The goal is to shift your focus away from shame and make room for better practices and a more positive attitude towards money in the future. To forgive your financial mistakes, first acknowledge what happened, apologize to yourself, then focus on moving forward. If you start to develop a negative mindset towards money, just remember, your financial mistakes are not you. You are independent of your financial mistakes in the past. Set financial goals. Once you've forgiven past financial mistakes, setting financial goals can be a great next step to money mindset mastery. When setting goals, figure out what matters most to you and put every single thing on the table. You'll want to dive into what goals are within reach, what will take a bit of time, and which ones will need to be a part of your long-term strategy. Once you've identified these financial goals, apply a SMART goal strategy to make sure the goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. My SMART goals template will help you clarify your goals, focus your efforts, and use your time and resources productively. Optimize your budget for happiness. Achieving money mindset mastery is no easy feat, but optimizing your budget to include things that make you happy will make it easier. If a gym membership or going out to dinner makes you happy, plan your budget accordingly to include these things. If you don't feel deprived, budgeting will feel less like a chore. When budgeting, a good rule of thumb is 50% of your earnings should go towards needs like housing, food, gas, and medicines, 30% to wants like vacations and finally learning how to play an instrument, and 20% should be saved. If you're carrying debt, the 20% may be directed to paying that off first. Inform yourself about money. Finally, if you want to have a positive mindset around money, inform yourself about money. Surround yourself with people who live by those values, read books promoting positive mindsets, and make sure your social media feeds don't promote negativity around money and spending. Read books. Your feelings about money directly affect your financial reality. While your parents and other outside influences have ingrained various money beliefs into your head, the good thing is that your thoughts around money can change. The key is to constantly feed your mind with new and positive content that will teach you how to think of money in a whole new way. Money mindset books encourage positive money spending habits and budgeting, which are imperative to your money mindset trading. Gain inspiration from quotes. Surrounding yourself with motivating and informative quotes will help you get in the right money mindset. Search for quotes that make you feel good about yourself and spending, and either save them to your phone or computer or print them and keep them around the house. Follow successful people. Keep up to date with successful people. Whether this is on social media, through a blog, or trusted news outlets, following successful people will inspire you to greatness. These individuals do not all need to be public figures either. Challenge yourself to only seek advice from those who have already achieved what you want to achieve. These people could be family members, coworkers, mentors, or financial influencers. Whatever the case, it's much easier to follow in the footsteps of someone who's already successful and emulates a positive money mindset. Set goals for a financially successful future. Now that you know how to develop a positive money mindset, start implementing these tips for a more successful future. Setting goals now can set you up for financial success in the future. You just listened to the post titled How to Develop a Positive Money Mindset by Brian Tracy of briantracy.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Brian mentions at the top of this article that money is often a focal point for measuring success. But I'd like to point out here that net worth does not equal self-worth. Money is a tool. It's an incredible resource that can open up many options in life. But having more money doesn't necessarily indicate how successful you are. Success is a feeling. It's a state of mind. You cultivate it through practices of gratitude and personal development, not amassing a sum of money. You can actually have all the money in the world and still not feel successful because success is an inside job. But that being said, I do agree that moving away from shame and regret around money is crucial to building a more positive money mindset. I did this, and I continue to do this, by allowing my curiosity to be bigger than my fear. When it comes to money, it really is all figure outable. But you have to be willing to face the music, to look at the reality of your situation, and come up with a plan to dig out. Curiosity can be a way of convincing the part of you that's ashamed to just take a look. Run that credit report, track those expenses, start building out a skeleton of a budget, just out of curiosity. I found for myself that my initial curiosity quickly turned into confidence and allowed me to do a complete 180 on my finances. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.